Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles podcast is starting real soon.
All right, welcome to Puddles. It's your one of your hosts, Andrew Collin. I'm joined by
co-host Brenna LaRocque.
I love that.
Welcome.
Welcome
to our podcast.
If you're watching on YouTube, big, big change. If you're listening at home, Brenna got a haircut. And she got, I don't know exactly how many inches off, but I'll tell you, when women get anything more than 2 inches off,
they're having a mental breakdown.
Well, that, yeah, you're about probably another month of me, you're getting bangs. But
it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad yet.
Yet. But I might go blonde first.
You might shave your head Britney Spears style.
But if I go blonde and get bangs, then I'd be giving berries and cream.
You really are.
Berries and cream. I feel like a little lad.
I think I might grow bangs if you keep saying berries and cream. So women, when they get a haircut, for about 4 days, I thought it was equivalent to almost, I thought you were getting your legs cut off. That's how extreme, like, you were coming to me, you're like, I don't know if I should do it.
No, that's not what it was at all.
No?
What?
When
I decided to cut off my hair not even 12 hours before I cut off my hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, Should I do it? Before I went to make the appointment, I clicked it. Most of the reason I was saying that was because I booked the appointment so soon or so, so late before the appointment actually was there. Like, they have a 24-hour cancellation rule. And if you cancel after 24 hours. Oh
my God. I'm going to cut my legs off.
If you cancel within the 24-hour window,
yeah,
they charge you like 50% of the service fee. So I was really nervous, like, well, I can't back out. Like, I have to go get my haircut regardless. So should I make the appointment? Because you're paying for it. So.
But needless to say, it was a big decision for you to cut your hair
Not
off.
Really. No. Because we decided what our Halloween costume was going to be, and I was like, oh.
You asked me 75 times if you should cut your hair.
I feel like what a big deal to you is just if anybody second guesses it, you're like, they made a big deal out of it. Versus a girl, she has to have 5 conversations with 5 different friends about whether or not she should cut her hair. And I didn't even tell anybody I was going to do it. I just did it.
I think you had all 25 of those with me.
Yes.
Anyhow, you decide to cut your hair. We were going to do Posh Spice and David Beckham. And Posh Spice has shorter hair. You were doing old school Posh. I just bought a wig for Beckham. How do you feel post haircut? Because you did cut. How much did you cut off?
I didn't ask, but I mean, it was two. Maybe it was 8 inches. Right? Eight inches? I think I cut off 8 inches.
That's a lot, right? This is the shortest your hair has been in how long?
Since I was a little lad.
I don't know if you ever were a lad, but.
The last time I remember having my hair this short was when I was in elementary school, and my family and I, we would go to Mexico in January. They had a timeshare and like a condo, and we would go to Cancun in January every year. And I would go and I would get braids, like half up, half down braids, you know? And I would just rock that for like weeks when I got back. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, if you come back from spring break to Michigan and you have braids, you're like, wow, she must have traveled. Where did you go?
I have like seashell necklaces on.
Whoa, she's so cultured.
And I have like my skin's like peeling off from the sun.
She must have went to Panama City. Somewhere like classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think did people ever, when you would come back, would they be like, oh my God, where did you?
Yeah, you're so tan.
Mm-hmm. You're so tan. How are you so tan?
I'm just Puerto Rican. No, but I feel good about getting my hair cut off. I haven't regretted it. I'm really happy that I did it.
Yeah, it looks great.
It feels fresh. I love moving my head. Chic.
It feels like intentional. Like you have an intentional look now.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It was...
Then we were watching Naked Attraction last night. And this show...
Yeah, let's give some context for this show. Naked Attraction, it's filmed in England. It's a dating show. One girl or one guy picks from five or six suitors, and they're naked. And it starts by literally showing their genitals.
Yes,
it
they're all in these boxes, genital. And they raise the door up just enough for them to see from the genitals down.
Yeah.
And then they do the torso up to the neck area and then the head. But they have to eliminate people throughout it. But we got to this episode where it was a lesbian episode. And she, every time she eliminated somebody, the girl that came out had a haircut just like mine. And I was like, wait. It was the one moment, I think, since cutting it, I was like, wait. Am I giving butch lesbian?
That show also, like, we're constantly insecure about our bodies just watching it.
Yeah.
You know, just like,
I got up and I was like, look at my vagina. Would you pick it?
Yeah. It was weird when you held a flashlight to it. Literally, she was standing in front of the TV like she was the seventh person. I was like, OK, I'm going to vote off my own girlfriend. No. Yeah. You were showing. And I was showing my ass because I have no ass.
Yeah.
And the vaginas are all very like, if you think about, if you're going on that show, right? Like if you had a monster vagina, you'd probably go, well, I don't know. I might be.
What's a monster vagina?
You know, one with claws and like.
What are you trying to say? Not all tucked away?
I don't.
Like a slit?
There was some
a clit and a slit?
There wasn't even a clit. It was just slit. Just slit.
I know. Their clits are like little pearls, like an oyster.
Yeah, I mean. And then the penises, none of them are circumcised, so there's an extra 7 inches on those things.
And it looks like that when you tie a balloon, the end of a, and like the end of the balloon is, you know, the little
rinky-dink
part, and it just is like, purr.
Yeah, it was, they look sad when they're not circumcised, and I know some people get very upset about, oh, it's for health reasons, you shouldn't cut your skin off, and all this stuff, but I don't know, they look kind of weird to me, but
I thought it was more for pleasure.
Oh, well, because they finally come out and they hit the air,
mm-hmm.
and they're more sensitive.
And it's like, it's like a fresh, beer, cracking open a beer after mowing the lawn.
Six episodes of those, of that last night. And I don't know, like, you know, you stop picturing them naked. Like after you see a body long enough, especially a flaccid penis and just, you know, non-erect nipples, just bodies, just being bodies. You see, like, scientifically, it wasn't really hot at all. I don't know.
Well, then when you're at that point, I start to say, you know what? Actually, my body's not so bad. And I was like, I don't think it's terrible. And Andrew goes, yeah, but, like, do you think that the people that are going on this show are going to be attractive, really good looking? Like, they're all average. And you said, it's just like Love is Blind. None of them are extremely hot. Which Love is Blind is, I think there are more attractive people than Naked Attraction, but you just kind of shot me down. I felt like it was the opposite
of Love is Blind, is that because Love is Blind, you start with a door. This one, you start with just your penis and vagina. It's fucking wild. I mean, it's wild that is where we're at, where it's like everything's been done.
Yeah.
They're like, well, what about if we show the inside of an asshole? How's that? Is that?
I want to see the inside of your asshole.
You want to see my asshole so bad.
So badly.
It's really, like, frustrating because I've told you that I'm not happy with it, that I have my own tail.
Ew.
Yeah.
But you should bear everything to me. Bare butt, bare soul.
I don't know. I think you'd grow bangs the next day if you saw my asshole. There's no point. The other day you go, I'm not eating it. I just want to see it. You said when I die... When I die, before They come to get my body.
This is so fucked up. This morning I said this to you.
Before they come to get my body, before Mango eats me, our cat, you're going to want to look at my, the last thing you want to see is my asshole because yeah, I keep it from you.
I said, when you die, you think you're never going to show me it, but when you die, that's the first thing I'm looking at.
I'm going to fucking put on like
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go identify your body and I'm going to tell the coroner. I'm going to say, I need you to flip him over.
And I'm going to pay that coroner before I die. I'm going to pay every coroner in town to keep me on my goddamn back. Because you're not seen.
But I'm going to have your money, so I'm going to pay them more to flip you over.
No, we have a prenup. And in the prenup, is you're not seeing my asshole.
You're going to...
You're not seeing the asshole.
Prenups expire when you die.
No,
they're
they
not
don't.
Valid if you die, bitch.
They just get started. You're not getting in there.
Trust me, I've looked into it.
There'd be nothing weirder than at my funeral. Open casket, and you're like, yeah, so... Do you mind cutting a hole in the bottom of the casket so I could just see his asshole?
Drilling a hole, shining a light. Give me that magnifying glass.
Oh, God. That'd be so funny. I'm just on my stomach.
But it's unfair because you can just see mine if you want to.
Look.
Do you look at it?
I study it. I know all about it.
Oh,
it's
hate
great.
That.
You have a great butthole.
Thanks.
You would win so hard on that show.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd win. I don't know if you would have picked me out of a lineup. I don't, you know, I think I have a, you said the other day that I have a good boyfriend penis.
Yeah, you do. It doesn't hurt me. Like, so we can have as much sex as we want. And actually, no, that's not true. It does hurt me. If it does. It
If there's three of them in there, if you stack them.
If you put a butt plug in. No.
If you tie butt plug to your penis, you really got something there.
No. I'm just saying that I don't know. I feel kind of weird, but.
No, don't feel weird. You said my penis was incredibly average, but perfectly average. Or no,
you
want to
have an average penis. You don't want anything outside of average.
Yeah, but, you know. I think I have a handsome penis. I have a
it's
Timothy Chalamet.
It's very good looking.
Although, depending on how I die and what the weather is, I'd rather maybe you look at my asshole than the last thing
really?
You see
if
is
if it
my,
was like cold?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah, that's true. You've seen my mm-hmm. penis at its worst.
I've seen it when you don't think I've seen it. Because I know you like to get it like prepared for me to see it. But you think I don't know? Like, I'll see you, like, making it a little happy. And
you've
then...
taken photos of me when my penis was at its worst and then shown them,
that's
sent
not...
them to me.
That's not true.
And then used them as, not collateral, but, like, as, like, blackmail.
What am I blackmailing you for? To see your asshole?
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
If we ever break up, that will be the first photo on your Instagram. You can be like, what?
I would never do that. That is so invasive. That's so unfucked up, honestly.
So unfucked up. It is so unfucked up, for sure.
I'm trying to like search in my catalog of a feeling I'm supposed to put it out there for that. I'm like sociopath over here. Like, it's really fucked up.
It's really fucked up. Oh, my God. That'd be so heartbreaking. But then I could use that, you know, I don't know how.
I would never do that to you.
Can you believe what she did to me? Ugh. Anyhow.
You have man. Naked photos of me. You could do that.
You look great in them. You send me that. I'm not going to get a photo. Maybe like, I don't even know when I get a bad photo of you. You know, maybe like, I can't even think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that really, we went right to asshole and penis. It's hard to follow that up.
No, but to finish it off, though, you do have a great boyfriend penis because it can't, we can do all the positions mm-hmm. and it's not going to hurt me in the moment, even if I might be sore later.
Gotcha.
So, and then we could do it again.
Yeah.
You
multiple
know?
Multiple times
we
in
could
a week.
Do it multiple times. Yeah.
That's what a guy wants to hear.
But you don't want to be having sex with a girl and
you
her
know
go, ow. Do you? Do you want a girl to say,
just
ow?
Just once, I want you to pull down my pants and go, oh. I no. Oh, Mr. Like, kind of like Godzilla showed up. But you know, and they're like, oh my God.
There are plenty of other things look. I've said to you about your penis that are, I think, much better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, just I've never got that, like, I don't know if I could handle all that. I don't know.
Well, maybe you're if like, you no, start definitely... with your asshole, you'll get that reaction.
I do have a King Kong asshole for sure.
Wave that tail around in my face, baby. Dangle it.
Like a helicopter, North Carolina.
Ski!
Why am I envisioning you inside my butt crack with my hemorrhoid and going, just get on that hemorrhoid. Yeah, I do. Okay. Life is good. Ski!
If you see me in town, to say what's up. Okay.
I'm so, we were just talking about that, how we both are like, when you walk in and someone starts singing a song, we take the other person takes it over. So yeah, I don't
but
know.
We both are like that, so we do it to each other. We'll just
the
sing.
Night we'll
this
you
night that I will fall for you over again.
See what I mean? She takes it over. And I can't sing as good as her. And oh my God, do you get mad when I whistle?
Bro? Oh my God, it hurts my ears. It's like a sonic wave. It's so loud.
Yeah, it's not good. I don't know. I mean, I think I could whistle.
No, don't
pretty
do
good.
It.
Can just, I just try?
But pull your microphone away. Okay, but he does it way louder and in a car, in the Toyota Corolla, which is very small. Small.
It's average.
In there. So the sound.
You could like put like
vibrates.
9 Corollas in your pussy. No, I'm making fun of me.
What? How is that? How is that not making fun of me?
Here we go again. That is. No, I'm saying to feel it.
Well, I could put. I'm not even going to go there.
What? Two F-350s up there? I don't even know.
I'm just not going
to
say anything mean.
To my penis only being average and that we need a few of them
I
for you to
care.
Feel
it. I don't care.
Because tonight I'll be cross for you. Skeet, skeet. When you pull over the bogey, skeet, skeet.
How did you like my Halloween costume after, like, what did you think about our Halloween look this year compared to last year?
It was tough because last year was phenomenal.
Yeah.
We were J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
I actually work at a mall in Beverly Hills and J-Lo, not Jennifer. Why would I call her? I almost called her Jennifer Lawrence.
Jenny from the block?
J-Lo came into the store I worked at and I checked her out and I was... a few days earlier actually having this conversation with my friend about how I keep seeing my grandpa in my dreams and I think that when dead, you know, like dead family members visit you in your dreams, it's a message and I take it very like very seriously. And so
what's the message?
My grandpa always used to tell me I looked like J-Lo. So when J-Lo came into the store, I happened to work with this friend.
Wait, your grandpa told you look like J-Lo. What a He's a little horn dog, that dude. Grandpa always said I look like J-Lo in the green dress. What did
no,
grandma
but
think
of
that?
When she came in, my same friend, I worked with my best friend. I looked at her and I go, do you think my grandpa sent her?
Oh, my God.
But anyways, I checked her out, and I was like, should I show her the picture? Like, should I show her I dressed up as her last Halloween? Yeah. Because it was an amazing costume.
Oh, your grandpa would have loved that.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Grandpa. You would have loved me in my little costume. You did kill it. I mean, it was...
Oh,
that
thanks.
That picture blew the fuck up. People, you really... You did great as Posh. You're very photogenic and like bring in the character. It's hard to compete with because you drew the dragon, Ben Affleck's
it
dragon.
It was so good. This year's tattoo. Somebody commented truck stop tattoo, and I don't even know what they said, but they were right.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's harder because they're not. It's not as bad of a tattoo. David Beckham has bad tattoos, but they're not colorful and they're not that fucking dragon. I mean, the dragon.
It's a phoenix.
It looks like a 7-year-old grabbed markers and just went to town. And it's a phoenix. Is that what it is? I mean, I don't even know what he was thinking at that point. You realize, like, money does not make you happy if that's what you got on your back. I mean, that is. Anyhow. But so we did that Halloween. We did Posh. And we tried to kind of beat it. I don't know if we beat it, but Halloween's fun. We tried to go out.
We drove 30 minutes to stay at a party for 20 minutes. And then we drove 10 minutes to the other party and stayed there for 15 minutes. Walked in, took a Jello shot.
So let's get into this party. So Brennan and I, we do this thing where we we'll have a plan to do something. And at first, we're very excited about the plan. And then as it gets closer, we realize, why did we make this plan? The last thing we ever want to do. So we had an idea to go to a high school football game and see Exhibit and Warren G. Because you thought I like high school football. You sent me this flyer.
You do.
I do. I love high school football. It's kind of creepy. But you know what? I feel like these colleges, they creep on these kids. They call them all through the night to get them to the college. Yeah, I'm into it, but it gets way weirder. Anyhow.
What?
I'm saying that it's kind of weird. I don't have any kids on the team. It's weird to go and like follow football.
I mean, yeah, my grandpa used to go to like basketball games.
Oh, God.
High school basketball games. I'd see him in the bleachers because I'd be there with my friends. And I'd be like, hey, grandpa.
Just looking for the next J-Lo.
He's looking for me.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're going to go to this football game. We get in the car. We look. It's 40 minutes away. We're like, fuck that. We're not going. We end up getting ramen. And we both felt terrible after. But anyway, besides the point. Next day, it's Halloween, right? And we decided to do, you got your hair cut. We're going to do it. We got dressed up. We took some photos. And then we stopped by one party. And then this other party, which to the listener, I'm going to propose this and wonder if you think this is weird. So this person's party, this is Brenna's ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend before me.
Okay.
They dated in high school.
Yes. But this is where I think it's weird. If you went to high school with her and you all were like friends in the same friend group and then you're like, oh, we happen to date the same guy, that's cool. But you guys connected over just that you both fucked the same dude.
No, we connected while I was still with him because I was in her city with my ex and got hammered drunk and we needed a place to stay. So we stayed at her place. And then I actually woke up. I was so drunk on her couch and I didn't know where I was. And I woke up and apparently she was like standing over me, like being like, oh, is she okay or whatever? And I don't remember that she told me this story. I woke up, opened my eyes, and I looked at her, and I went.
Did you really?
Yeah, and then I fell back asleep. And then the next morning, I hissed at her, and she was always like, that's how I knew I liked you. And then the next morning, I go to the bathroom.
Did you know it was the ex?
Well, I must have, even in my blacked out state. And then the next morning, I go to the bathroom, and I see a piece of bread on her toilet and I come out and I go, hey, this is like the first thing I've said to her. I was like, hey, somebody left a piece of bread on your toilet. And she goes, yeah, that was from you.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, we gave you bread last night.
We gave you bread. So her and your current boyfriend, her ex, gave you bread.
Yeah.
Because you were so messed up.
I was so fucked up.
Then they put you to bed and you don't think anything happened with them?
I don't care. I hissed at her. That scared her.
So, okay. I'm so off by you guys being friends just because you both.
But my ex and I broke up. He was really mean to me.
Yeah.
And so her and I bonded over
him being an asshole.
I reached out to her being like, hey, fucking mentally and physically abusive to you too? And she was like, oh, well, here's maybe whatever. We had a conversation about it and then we kept in touch, and she's lived in LA for a while, and we just like reconnected when I moved out here.
Well, when you put it that way, I don't really didn't really have a good argument.
Yeah.
It's funnier though when it's just that you guys bang the same dude. Now that he's been abusive, then it's kind of nice because you started a group thing together. I still don't
know. I don't think he abused her physically.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what happened.
In high school,
but
he wasn't strong enough yet.
Yeah. His dad was still alive then. Fucking
shots
asshole.
Fired. What a bitch.
Yeah. Pussy bitch.
I'll fight him. That's why I've been boxing lately. So anyways, we go to this party, and I didn't really want to. First of all, I'm 43. I don't want to go to any party. I don't even want to go to a party where my best friends are having a great time. Then I just have to go to a party and see you catching up about, you know, dating the same dude. I don't know. It's just like in my head.
But
I'm
it
just
was so long ago. It's not even about the ex anymore. It's just like, oh, that we know each other. And it's like it's a connection out here in LA.
Yeah.
To me, that's how I think of it. So I'm not even thinking of it in my mind as like that. But when we go to this party, we walk in and she's like standing in a group with some of her friends, and she goes, guys, it's Brenna. It's hashtag Brenna. And all of her friends go, oh, hashtag Brenna. Hashtag Brenna. Like, they always call me hashtag Brenna.
What
does this mean? And then we took a Jello shot and we go inside to the bathroom. We're waiting in line for the bathroom.
Yeah.
We meet old Greg, who's one of this girl's good friends. Mm-hmm. She looks amazing. She's the best old Greg outfit I've ever seen.
Old Greg is a thing from YouTube if you want to check it out.
Yeah. And I asked her, I said, hey, what is hashtag Brenna? Like, am I like, you know, like low key? Are you guys making fun of me? Like, what the fuck
or
is that?
High key, even.
High key. Which it kind of felt like.
Yeah,
but
it didn't feel
low. I also
low.
Don't care.
Yeah.
But
the tone I didn't like.
Yeah. But she goes, you know, it's like how Britney Spears just came out and that she has chapters about certain people. Like, if said friend were to write a book, you would be a chapter and it would be hashtag Brenna. And I go, okay, I don't know how to take that. But anyways, we stole some charcuterie board food and then we like literally Irish goodbye.
Yeah, we Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
Ugh, there's nothing better than being with someone and being on the same wavelength of going, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? We're there for 8 minutes and we go, ready to leave? It's like I wanted to leave at 6 minutes in.
Yes.
And oh my God, the drive away of an Irish exit as a couple.
It's exhilarating.
It's exhilarating. Mm-hmm.
I never feel closer to you than than in moments like that.
I love you so much.
Aw.
Just that night when you did that. No, all the time.
Thanks.
Because we all know when you want to stay a little bit later and you have a few drinks and then you're sleeping on an ottoman. Yeah, when you were sleeping on that ottoman in Long Island, I came downstairs and you were like, do they have crushed red pepper? When Brenna gets hammered, she wants pizza with crushed red pepper. This girl loves crushed red pepper so much.
Dude, crushed red pepper on mac and cheese is a game changer.
Dude.
And pizza.
You can't even see the food. That's how much this girl loves a red pepper. Anyhow, that...
Yeah, you go, I'm making pizza bagels. And I said, does it have crushed red pepper? And then I made you look everywhere in the kitchen. We were in Long Island, though. We were in the Hamptons.
Yeah, way to humble brag.
Well, they're two very different places.
What did I say?
Long Island.
Oh. No, the Hamptons is in Long Island.
Oh.
But it is kind of two
Me
separate
going,
things.
They're two very different
places. They are kind of.
Hamptons is a bubble.
One is... Well, yeah, poor, even though it's extremely expensive, all of Long Island. But, well, there's a couple. Anyhow.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of couples, we were looking at celeb couples and their costumes. And I guess we're going to rate them or look at them and see how they did. All right, first one is...
Jason Segel.
Nope.
We don't even know who these people are.
I genuinely don't know who. Is that Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz, oh. Channing Tatum as Rosemary and her baby.
Oh.
This is when we pretend we know because we've seen that movie. I know this is like a book or something in this.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Well, did she cut her hair too? I think she might have done her hair too.
Yeah. She definitely made a strong decision too. I don't know what to make of this other than
I think that this looks very this is what I like about this one. It's realistic. It looks like they decided to dress up last minute and they were like, "Let's just order some cool shit." And I got my baggy one.
There's something about them. There is something to it though, like doing such an obscure movie like that. I think it's obscure to try to get attention of like, we don't dress like sluts. We're not your typical. We're actually above that. And but we also don't take ourselves too seriously. And we'll wear, freaking pajamas with. And I don't know. This isn't that great. Anyhow. Okay. This
Again,
is
who is this?
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I mean, everyone was Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I feel
boring.
Like kind of boring. We'll get some attention because it's Taylor Swift. If you do anything with Taylor Swift, you are going to get views. Like you could literally just like, I don't know, fucking take a shit on the floor and put a blonde wig on it. And people are like, wow, that's incredible. We love that. Also, he's too small to be Travis Kelce.
So is she. She's too small to be
Taylor Swift. Yeah, they're like a little mini virgin.
They do look like little dolls.
Here's
Trisha Paytas and Moses. This is my favorite. I'm obsessed with Trisha Paytas. I have been obsessed with her for years and years and years. This is iconic. This is so good.
I don't even know who these people are.
The photo, like Trisha, one thing about Trisha.
What does
is
she do? What is Trisha?
She takes a look and she runs with it. She does it right. No, I'm serious. I love her.
You'd like turned into Kelly Ripa. Who is it?
She's on YouTube.
Oh.
She's like done YouTube for like 15 years.
Oh, is this the girl that you follow?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Brenna has a weird obsession with this woman. She'll walk in and like look at her family. Like it'll be 4 a.m. Like you're really into them.
I read her subreddit, and
this is so funny that she gets into them, but not like Zoe Kravitz.
Because Trisha is so chaotic, and she's had so many crazy life stages. She used to do. She does OnlyFans on the side now, but she used to like
on the side.
But no, listen. This is Trisha Paytas has done music videos. She makes all of her own music, and then she pays to shoot her own music videos. Go to her page, type in Trisha Paytas, I Love You Jesus. That's a hilarious song. And type in Trisha Paytas, Thick Girls. She goes, I'm a plus size ladies, let me see a fan. Thick girls are a boy's best friend. And then she has her Jesus song goes, I love you Jesus, I love you Jesus, you give me reason, you give me hope, Jesus, you're my something, something. Love that. Anything Trisha does is good.
What just happened? Who are you? This reminds me of a story. So when me and Brenna first started dating, we were having like a romantic moment and we were like, I played her like, what's your most romantic songs? And I played Avett Brothers, I Wish I Was. And it's like these like, and then a couple other like sad, I Love You, whatever. I don't know. These all like these sad Avett Brothers songs. I go, Brenna, what's your favorite like sad song? And like on YouTube, and she pulls up. Do you want to describe what you pulled up?
It's a classic song. First of all, it's a very good song. It's Ave Verum. It's like I think it's an Italian. It's sorry about that. I think it's an Italian song, but it was a YouTube version of a choir of little boys singing it. So. Yes, it's the second. If you look up Ave Verum Corpus, it's a Mozart song, and it's Easter's from Kings 2022, and it's a choir of people.
Here, play it. Hold it to the mic. So I just played David Brothers. She puts on a choir boy.
Okay,
a blonde hair choir boy.
This isn't my favorite.
All I could think about when you were playing that, I go, her parents do not like Jewish people. They are not going to like me. That's all I thought. I thought
it's a beautiful song.
I thought your parents are going to hate me.
It goes, Ave Verum. It's a very beautiful song if it's done correctly. The little boys, the little lads.
The little lads.
It was a little weird, but I wasn't expecting it when I played it for you.
It really made me think of... that you were from, I remember you telling me you're from a small town, and then when I saw that, I was like, oh, she like grew up like in like a hort, like Amish. Like I thought, when I saw that, I was like, you just found out about YouTube an hour before that. That's how it felt.
Oh my God.
Like you lived in a barn and they fed you like open hand, like this. Okay, I don't even know who these people are.
That's Maybe Ariana Grande.
Is that?
It's, two of the people from Boy Genius, the band.
Oh, Boy Genius.
I don't know what Boy Genius is.
We're not.
Oh, I saw the egg today. This is amazing.
Okay, now I like this.
Because I love this.
Who
because
is that?
Heidi Klum. She, first of all,
oh, she kills
her,
it.
Her peacocking wings are other people. That's the best part.
I don't know. That feels a little slavey to me.
Also, the fact, this is how I feel you and I are on Halloween. You're like, I'll just be disgusting so that you can look great.
Yeah.
And
that's what we go
this
for.
Is her husband, Seal?
No, she's not with Seal anymore. Oh. Also, that would be Seal and Whiteface Egg. I don't know if that's...
I didn't know she had a new one.
I think she's dating some like young, like hot...
But I love that she made
I love that you
egg.
Thought that was Seal.
My favorite part about that whole picture is if you zoom in.
Yeah.
Docs out on him on the peacock feathers and one guy smiling.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of photobombing it the opposite way because everyone else is so serious. I'm sure she was mad at him for that, too. I could see her. I like this, but
I want to see the egg
would
get
be,
up.
She made sure this was perfect to the point where I'm sure it wasn't fun.
Oh, whoever, that's so true.
For whoever made this, she fucking threw like knives at. I guarantee it.
Yeah, Seal wouldn't do something like that.
No, Seal is at home living off his money from singing. Just chilling. Dodging a bullet, if you ask me. Oh, here's Ed Norton. Oh, they did Beckham and Posh, whoever he's with. I'm sorry if I don't know.
Shauna Robertson.
Yeah, they did a good job. He looks more like Beckham,
yeah.
And you actually look more like Posh than she does.
Yeah, she's like not ethnic looking enough.
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can. You're Puerto Rican.
Okay.
With a hint of African American. A very small hint.
Yeah, show up and show out,
yeah.
My fellow.
What are you,
people.
1/30th?
Don't know.
And you have some Native American too.
That's more significant. You can tell by my high cheekbones. Wait.
Anyhow, yeah, they did a better job. He did a better job than me. I mean, they had a real tattoo guy. You know, these people, they put a lot of money into this. We went to CVS, bought one marker, and like got ready in like 7 minutes. I like the idea of like not trying and it's still coming out pretty good. I think people, it feels like punk rock, you know?
Yeah.
Anyhow, so this week we asked for people to send in voicemails about what annoys them about their siblings. We both have siblings. We have a lot of siblings. I have two brothers, an older brother, younger brother, Dan and Sam. And then I have step family, Jake the Snake, Melanie and Regina. So it's a lot. We're like the redneck Jewish version of Brady Bunch. 3 and 3. And yeah, it was kind of crazy growing up with all that. You know, because my brothers, they're all killing it. The expectations for like Jewish people are like, you got to have a career. You got to be a lawyer. Illuminati. Make the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my step family, they're like, you know, just stay out of jail. Don't bang the mini horse.
What about your step family towards you?
Oh, they're great.
No, towards the Jewish ones, kids, though.
Yeah, good. Good. I mean, I think.
But are the expectations higher than their own kids?
No. It's just, it never really even gets brought up. They're great. Like, I definitely find myself somewhere in between the Jewish and the redneck. I think I'm, like, right in between that family where I don't really care that much about career or, like, being successful. Like, it's not, like, the only thing that matters to me. And then I also care kind of a lot at times, too. I don't know. I'm, like, somewhere in between the two, I think.
I think you're just an average guy.
We talking about my penis again? So, anyhow, yeah, it's weird having a very successful brother, older brother. He invited us recently to Lake Como, and this was actually a pretty tough situation in our relationship in the sense of I get a phone call, a FaceTime from my brother where I thought my mom was dead. Remember? I was like, why is he FaceTiming us?
Oh, the both of you at the same time.
Yeah, he FaceTimed me and my little brother at the same time. We're like, oh my God, mom's dead. And or something tragic happened because we don't ever FaceTime. If you never FaceTime someone and you just FaceTime them out of nowhere. So he goes, instead of that, it was, hey, do you want to go to Lake Como? I could bring you and your brother potentially. But if one of their wives or if Sam can't go, you could bring Brenna. And I was like, okay, this is going to be tough to bring it up of going to the most romantic place on earth.
Without me.
Yeah. But.
No, you know what was tough about it? You kind of made me believe that, like, we were, like, it could, like, I could go. I think you had a hard time letting me know. So you kind of made me believe for a minute that, yeah, like, there's a good possibility I'm going.
It's hard.
And once you were straight up with me, and I also realized that it wasn't realistic anyways with my schedule, it was fine. But you don't say hard things. That's what it comes down to, is you have a hard time saying things that you know will maybe upset me.
Maybe.
But it makes it worse. Hmm. It makes it worse.
Interesting. I guess my counter to that is it's hard to tell you those things because I'm afraid of how you'll react to those hard things to say. That it. So I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Hmm. But so telling you that I was going to Lake Como without you, to the most romantic place on earth. I told you, I go, just pretend I'm going to Detroit. And so we go on this trip, me, my little brother, and then my brother and like 20 of his friends. And it's just interesting because it's like you get to the point where it's like, I want to enjoy this trip, which I did enjoy the trip. One, I did feel bad that you didn't go. Two, it almost like kind of like we live on an island, like we have our own little life. And then when I get exposed to that, I'm like, holy shit, I'm poor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, holy shit, I'm not killing it like that. Not saying that our life isn't
hardly,
great.
Hardly anybody is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're
but
just
I'm grateful.
Getting it all at once.
But I'm like, no, just be grateful. Just be grateful.
Be grateful.
And I am pretty good, like, because of how I've grown. Like, I don't really get affected by that stuff too much. And I did have an amazing time. But there is a moment when you go somewhere on a trip without your significant other where you're like, I don't want to have too good of a time. I don't want to be smiling too much.
What?
Yeah. Because, yeah, you feel bad.
Well, I've never gone on a trip without you, so I wouldn't know how that feels.
You never went anywhere?
No, I'm always by your side.
Lake Como is kind of crazy because, you know, my brother's, he's very, like, A-type, you know, so they like to have...
What's Sam like?
Sam's right in between me and Dan.
So you're C and Sam's B?
Yeah. Yeah, Sam's my younger brother, and he's kind of right in between me and Dan. And then Dan likes itineraries, you know? Like,
six. How do you think that somebody... You guys could have had the same exact childhood.
Yeah.
And you're so different in those ways.
I don't know.
That's wild.
I think we both made strong choices in our... So he made a strong choice to study and to read up on, like, Warren Buffett and, like, learn about finance. And I decided to... you know, become a stand-up comedian / dog walker. Both strong choices in different ways.
Very strong identities.
Yeah, like going all in on whatever we decide. But yeah, there are itinerary people. They're like, we're going to wake up at 7 in the morning. We're going to climb the mountain. We're going to taste some virgin olive oil from 1984. And then we're going to do that. We're going to do a hike for 17 hours. And then that's just in before 9 a.m. And that's just the day getting started. And I was like, dude, I just want to be in the pool. Just pissing in the pool. I just want to piss in the pool.
I'm always scared when I go to pools that if I pee in them, they're going to have that ink.
Yeah, the squid ink. Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just do like a little squirt, like just to see what happens. Do you know what I mean? That would be so embarrassing.
But it's so funny to test it. Like, it's just the smallest amount of purple or whatever color it is. That's so funny. Yeah, what I do is
I... Have you ever been in a pool that had it?
No, thank God.
Is that... Is it,
I've tested many times. I feel like everyone pisses in the pool. And if they don't, they're lying.
When people get up and they go, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm like, you're a fucking show off. I know you've already peed in here 3 times. You're just too much time has gone by that you think you need to go to the bathroom.
I think they're taking a shit. I think if you're getting out of a pool to pee, you're shitting.
Wait, that's such a good point.
Yeah.
I'm like, make sure you wipe it with a booty wipe. Get all those skid marks off. They're not floating around your little poop particles in this hot tub.
Yeah, there's nothing worse when you shit in a pool and everyone knows.
I pooped in a pool.
What? Every day, I find out something new that just makes me love you even more.
I pooped in a pool. When I was a kid, I pooped in my friend's pool. And
Wait, why? So why?
Because we just were like, what happens when you poop?
What are you guys, scientists?
And then I had to get it out with my hands. I left it in there, and then I had to get it out later.
Did they go nuts, or did everyone...
No, they were like, take it out.
Were they the rich kids in town with the pool?
No, it was an above-ground pool.
So there was probably already other shits in there.
It was definitely yellow.
Yellow? Oh, the water was yellow?
You know how it gets slimy on the sides?
So you took a shit in an above-ground pool. How old were you?
Too old to be shitting in the pool.
I don't know if there's ever an age where... Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff is. Yeah, if you're above 9, you got problems.
Yeah.
So you shit, and then what was the experiment? What was the hypothesis? What did you think you were going to find out? If it would float?
It sunk.
Did it?
It sunk.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it went to the edge. I think that was like a thing.
It went to the edge. What? Oh, man. That's cool. I took a shit one time, not in a pool, but in a...
Where's the weirdest place you pooped? Tell me.
I've had a lot of bad poop stories, but
I've heard one some of them.
The most similar to that is I was in the river.
Which river? Which river?
Indian? The Indian River?
Isn't that one really salty? So it definitely floated.
No, you're thinking of like...
The Red Sea.
Yeah, I was in Florida. Yeah, you were off by 6,000 miles. So I was in the red. Wait, what? I was in the Indian River. And I was hammered, of course. And I was in the water, and I was like, and there was a pit bull, like a big pit bull, swimming next to me. And I, in my brain, I go, if I shit it, I blame it. So next thing you know, there was just a floating log past people, you know, drinking, listening to like Jason Aldean with fucking red solo cup. And they're like, whoa, man, what the fuck is that? And I was like, man, fucking. And then I was like, dude, man, can you believe Spike just shit in here?
Wait,
they're
did
like,
you?
That looks like human. I was like, I don't know what that dog, what they're feeding that dog. They must be feeding him pizza and lasagna.
Wait, did you pull down your pants and poop? Or did you let it slide out of your swim trunks?
I pulled it down. No one could see under there. The Indian River is pretty dark. But the dog, I feel bad for the dog because the dog got blamed for sure. Aww. Yeah. Yeah, they put him down. They put him down after that.
Worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it for sure. For sure. All right, so we got, we didn't even get to your maybe next time.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
Brenna's adopted and has like 15 families. All right, we covered it.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
One time I chased my brother with a knife, but who hasn't?
You almost stabbed him.
Deserved it.
Whatever. You know what?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So let's take some phone calls and let's get the hell out of here. What do we got?
Hi, Andrew and Brenna. So excited the podcast is back. I'm calling in about the annoying things your siblings do. I am the youngest of three. I have two older brothers, and I was definitely the kid that never got in trouble. But my mom favorited my middle brother the most, and she would literally tell us that. But anyways, something annoying that he would do is anytime I would like ask to go out over the weekend or go hang out with friends, he would always like try to act like my dad, and he would just say things that my mom would ask. Like, he'd be like, who's gonna be there? Who's supervising? I don't believe that you're really gonna be at this person's house. Like, he was clearly joking, but because he was an angel in my mother's eyes, she would be like, you know what? You're right. I need to speak with the mother. I need to have contact information for everybody that you're gonna be with. Like, just making it way harder for me to live my life. And it was all because he was the favorite, and he would do that on purpose, and then I wouldn't be allowed to go out.
Yeah, he's like a brown noser.
Ugh, I don't know who I hate more, the mom or the child. Because the child...
All moms have a favorite.
I know. But is there anything worse than when your family teams up and you could feel it?
Yeah.
And you're just team and in constant. It's always the same team against you.
Yeah, every time I go home. Every time.
Every time. There's nothing worse. Because you can't win, you know? And he's just going to keep doing it the more the mom is like, you're right, son. You're right. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for bringing that up, Billy. You're so...
Thanks for making me a better mom.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You're the best, Mom. You're the best, Billy.
Did you think your parents had a favorite growing up?
Yes.
Who was the favorite?
Not me.
Who was it, Sam?
I don't know. My family was so, like, disorganized where...
Yeah.
Who knew?
But who do you think was your mom's favorite?
My older brother.
And then who do you think was your dad's favorite? I feel like...
The dog. No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He liked me because I was good at sports.
Oh, yeah.
So I had that going for me. And then I was never combative. I was just always the middle child that just, you know, went along with everything. Mm. So when you're a parent... And your kid, he probably liked me a good amount just because I never said anything. And then my little brother was like 6 years younger, so he's probably too young. Yeah, so I don't even know the advice for that. I think you need to get a new family.
I think you need to beat up your brother for how mean he was to you back in the day.
Yeah.
How much he fucked with you.
Still fucking with him today.
Yeah, revenge now.
Yeah, you figure out some kind of revenge. Maybe cut his brakes.
It's never too late. Especially if you're calling into a podcast about it, you're definitely still thinking about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's so pissed.
Yeah. She resents him.
Maybe poison him.
Give him some laxatives on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Next one.
Well, this is easy. The incessant need to outperform each other. I get healthy competition and everything, but when you can tell they're trying to perform in front of other family members and friends out of the sake of insecurity rather than just saying, hey, you know what? I'm jealous of the thing that you do or that you are because I can't find my own thing. I'm just going to steal yours and then capitalize on that. You know, it's kind of annoying, but I guess that's the human condition. It's just family. Or in the words of Vin Diesel, family. Okay, that was dumb. Whatever.
Oh, man. I don't know. There's just something like where we're so used, I think, especially like in America where it's like, I don't know, the divorce rate's 60%. Like, that's just family, you know? Family gets jealous of each other and backstabs each other. And, you know, it's like, it sucks. Like, that is the normal. Like, oh, no, yeah, no. You know, it just like, instead of addressing it and being like, why is this the problem? We normalize it of like, oh, of course your brother's going to try to backstab you by trying to outdo you because that's what family does. Mm-hmm. That's family. You know what I mean? Where it's just, like, accepted to be shitty.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
I was just thinking about when I was younger, my brother used to, my mom would tuck us in at night, and my brother would keep a jar of sour gummy worms up on top of a shelf, and he would give one to my mom every single night when he tucked her in. And so, and he did it for, like, years. And finally, I was like, wait. I'm going to get a jar and put sour gummy worms in it and give one to mom when she tucks me in. And so I started doing it. And I would do the same thing. I'd say, okay, mom, here's your sour gummy worm for the night. And it made my brother so mad that he stopped doing it.
Yeah, my brother would oil my mom's butt at night and rub her butt down for hours. And I remember I went out and I was like, I got to buy my own oil. And I saved up for about 6 years and I got my own oil. And I remember the first time I oiled my mom's ass and everyone was like, he did it. And I just
felt
like,
shiny ass. Hey,
that's such a shiny ass. And I was like, you know what? I guess it's just this family.
This is healthy competition.
It's bad though when the fire happened.
What happened? Did
her ass got really caught on fire. It was bad. Yeah.
Would you call it fire burning?
What? Sleepy. What's the last one?
So funny that you asked this question today because my brother and I got in our worst fight this past weekend. I was visiting home and we were drunk and he asked to use my phone to order Domino's. And I said, as long as one of the pizzas has banana peppers. And he ordered 3 large pizzas, all really bizarre toppings, and not a single one had banana peppers. And I lost my shit. The next day, I traveled back home. He knew I was exhausted on the couch. And he sent a beautiful pizza with nothing but banana peppers to my front door. And it was the best truce of all time.
As he should. That's so fucked up.
Hammered, you do dumb things here. You think
but
certain
that's the
pranks
what, like, but to first of all spend her money and like to fuck around with somebody's food when they're drunk, that's so messed up.
Especially when it's late at night,
that's
like,
so messed
you're
up.
You're just staying awake to get that pizza.
Because that best. Represents other things that probably they had going on under this. You just don't want me to have what I want or so. I don't even know. I can imagine that was a really bad fight.
Bit of a picky eater.
No, banana. Something as strong as a banana pepper makes or breaks a pizza.
I feel like you're hammered. It's pizza. You could put fucking your above ground bullshit on there. I'll eat it. I don't give a fuck.
But Domino's is really good. Like, no matter what's on it. I love Domino's.
It is nice that he came through the next day.
Yeah, he really.
Sometimes people do that, though, just so they could do another prank down the road.
Yeah.
But,
Wow, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, we don't. When you're awake and you're staying and it's 3 a.m. and you're like, if I just stay up till. Actually, it probably wasn't that late there. It's probably 1 a.m. I'll stay up for 1:30. I'll get that pizza. I just want the pizza so bad. And you stay awake and you're fucking hammered and you just know because it will help you the next day sober up and it's the wrong pizza.
Mm. So fucked up.
It's really sad.
Yeah. It's like when you don't put crushed red pepper on my pizza.
That's Puddles. Thanks for listening. Oh, do you have a skincare tip? Brenna's skincare tip.
Yes, my skincare tip. If you deal with keratosis pilaris, like chicken skin on your arms or ingrown hairs on your legs from shaving or dark underarms, I highly recommend using glycolic acid. You can get it in a pad form or a body wash form. I think it might be in some lotions as well. Naturum has a glycolic body wash that's really good to help chemically exfoliate your skin. I particularly love glycolic acid pads because that stays on your skin for longer. So it's better for treating specific areas like underarms to help brighten them. That's it.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this. Again, like and subscribe. Thank you again. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Everybody now cuddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.